Thank you for calling customer support. My name is JT. How may I help you?
Yeah, I ordered a couple of supplements from you guys in February, and one was for $6 and something, and one was for $7 and something, and you charged my credit card. And then I have two unauthorized charges from you guys on my credit card for this month. I just got my statement. I have one on the 15th of March and one on the 17th of March from a place called Easy Wellness Supreme something or other. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, ma'am, can I get your zip code so I can see exactly what
you're...
You bet.
Yes, 84711.
And can I get your first and last name, ma'am?
My name is Robin, last name Celine, S-E-L-I-N.
And zip code was 84711, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Alrighty. Oh. Give me one brief moment while I search your account, ma'am.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, can I get that first name again? Because I'm pulling up a few.
I'm sorry, you cut out. You're pulling up what?
Can I get your last name again? Because I'm pulling up a few accounts with that last name.
Okay, so the last name is Celine. The first name is, it's either under Dan, D-A-N, or Robin, R-O-B-Y-N. I'm not sure.
All right.
It's my husband who made the order, but it was my card, so, yeah.
Last name is Celine, and that's S-E-L-E-I-N-A? Oh, no.
No, it's S-E-L-I-N.
I-N.
Yeah.
My mistake. All right, so Robin Celine didn't work. Let's try Dan. S-E-L-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
R-O-B-I-N.
Y-N.
It's at the house.
R-O-B-Y-N.
R-O-B-O-Y-N. Dad. Well, let's try. See if this will work. Let's see here. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
Okay. Before you send that, let me see what happens here. Trying to find our account.
Well, ma'am, I'm not pulling up an account with either of those names or the zip code. I am pulling up an account, a D-O-P-O-T-I-C, with that zip code.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. That's probably what he put on there, Zopacitec. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's the right account then. That's our business name.
Well, can I get you to verify your billing address, ma'am?
Yes, it's, let me see what you've got on here. P.O. Box 372, Annabella,
yep.
Utah, 84711.
Yes, ma'am. All right, this is the right account. Okay, I'm seeing on the 26th of February.
Yes.
There was a purchase for the Nitro and the Test diet, which was the 14-day trial, which was $14.15 for them combined. I'm guessing, but on the 14th of March, it appears y'all didn't cancel your 14-day trial, which was a 4-day trial.
I didn't know we had a canceled date. I didn't know we had a 14-day trial, and we haven't received anything else from them, from you guys.
Well, that 9290 and the 9189, that's from the 1450. That's basically the company saying, oh, you didn't cancel your free trial. We're going to get y'all.
Okay, so I didn't... Yeah, I didn't realize we had a free trial. Can we get this? And I, like I said, I haven't received anything else from them, any other shipments. So
yeah,
can
it
I
was
get
only
this
it was only
going
to be. Let me see what I can do. It was only going to be that one shipment, but let me see what I can do. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Well, I just checked. I can offer you a 35% discount on future, purchases.
There
but
won't
unfortunately...
be a future.
Right.
I'm sorry, but there was nothing on there. As a matter of fact, just to be clear here, he only ordered the one supplement, and then somehow it slipped that other one in there as well and charged us for that. So we're like, okay. But there was nothing that he saw on there that said there was a 14-day trial or you had to cancel anything. If he had seen something like that, he would not have done it.
Well, did he, when he went to purchase, when he did proceed to check out, and before he said process my payment, before he clicked that, did he scroll all the way down to our terms and conditions when he had to click that little box that said, oh,
probably
I'm 18
not.
Years older?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you click a box that said you were 18 years or older? No, he never saw anything like that on there.
All right, so that means it was in the terms and conditions. It wasn't in the little box then, because it's either in that little box right underneath the proceed to checkout, or it's in the terms and conditions where it states that, the 14-day trial, you don't cancel, you be billed, and you be a recurring billing. But I can cancel.
That's pretty
hidden.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I just said that's pretty hidden, don't you think?
Yes, because if I'm getting a trial for something and I don't know that I'm going to be put on, that I'm going to get, billed for the full amount on something, I would prefer, that you at least tell me so I at least will understand, so I would know, hey, I need to cancel before this date because I got this, and this, and I don't need to be charged $180 for something that hasn't either gotten to me or I don't use.
And like I said, I have not received anything else from you guys.
Right. Well, it was only going to be
charges. That.
You haven't received any shipment, nothing?
No. No, well, we received the very first thing we ordered, but we didn't receive anything after that, no.
Oh, well, ma'am, that was one that you paid the $14.15 for. That's what y'all received. That's what y'all ordered. The $91.89 and the $92.90. That's not for another shipment. That's for paying for both those products, ma'am.
Okay, I don't even. That's just crazy. I just want it taken off. I don't. I think that's misleading, and I don't. I want it taken off, or I will. You know, I'll press this further because that's ridiculous.
I understand, ma'am. Let me see if I can get that money refunded to you real quick.
That would
one
be
brief
great.
Moment.
That would be to your advantage as well, I'm sure. Frustrating. I know, that's why I wanted you to wait for a minute.
All right, ma'am. I'm back.
Yes.
All right. So I just talked to my supervisor, and she said that, you know, since it was misleading, we can go up to 50% off on all future transit.
I don't want 50% back. I don't want 50% off anything. I want this refunded. This is misleading, and I will push it farther. I will, you know, I will make a big deal out of this because this is misleading and it's wrong, and I don't think
right.
You should be very proud of the fact that this is how you do business. I'm sorry, but this is not right. You scroll down and click a box that says terms and whatever, and you know that no one hardly ever reads that kind of stuff. And
right.
There's where you say you're signing a thing. That's ridiculous.
I understand, ma'am. Let me see. So
I would be happy to discuss this with your supervisor if you'd like me to.
All right. Well, ma'am, I'm more than capable of it.
Then refund it. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, and you know, but this is very frustrating to me. That's almost $200 that was hidden in your little words somewhere, in your terms, that nobody ever reads anyway. That is so wrong and so misleading.
I understand, ma'am. Well, I can't offer you a 75% discount for your pain and suffering.
I don't want 75% for my pain and suffering. I just want you to take these two charges off my credit card that I did not authorize, or I authorized in some little tiny print somewhere. It's misleading, and it's really bad business practice.
I understand, ma'am. Well, I can't refund it because I don't have that power, and the charges
okay, so
are
if you
valid.
Don't have that power, then why don't you let me talk to your supervisor?
Well, because we wouldn't be able to, because that's with the bank. You know, the charges
the bank
are valid.
I've already talked to the bank. I've already talked to my credit card company. They told me to try to dispute it with you first. I don't want 50%. I don't want 70% off of my future, whatever. I just want these two charges removed, period.
All right. Well, let's see. Let me hold on one brief moment, ma'am. Let me see if I can help you out a little bit, because I hear your pain and suffering, ma'am. Let me see if I can help you.
It is, and it's very frustrating, and I just want them removed, gone from my account. It's wrong, and I want them gone.
All right, man. Well, I can issue you a 35% discount. I just got off the phone with my supervisor, and I can issue
first of all,
a 35.
You offer me a 50%. First of all, you offer me a 50% discount. Then you offer me a 75% discount, and then you offer me a 35% discount.
Refund, ma'am. Refund.
No, I don't want a discount. I don't want a 35% refund. I want the whole thing refunded. This is not right.
I understand, ma'am. You don't even want a 50% refund?
I want the entire 100% refund on something that I did not authorize, that was misleading and hidden in your information. I want 100% refund on both of those charges to my credit card.
Well, ma'am, I understand it was misleading, but we are grown adults, and terms and conditions are there to protect you as well as us.
Don't tell me I'm a grown adult. No,
but
we
are.
Don't even go there. Don't even tell me I'm a grown adult. I am not. You know that people don't read all those little tiny prints of terms and services, and usually those things are put up front where you can see them when you're ordering. This was not that way. I want a 100% refund.
Not even a 75% refund?
No, I want a 100% refund. And if we're grown adults, then you can certainly understand where I'm coming from.
All right, ma'am. Well, I can issue you a full refund. Give me one brief moment because I just talked to my supervisor.
Okay. If I need to talk to your supervisor, I'm great to do that, but I want a 100% refund.
All right, ma'am. Well, I have refunded your account in full. Give that about 3 to 5 business days for that to process.
It has been
through.
Refunded in full?
Yes, ma'am. Give that about 3 to 5 business days to show up in your bank account.
Thank
but
you.
It has both the 92.90 and 91.89 have both been refunded in full in your account, ma'am.
Okay. And tell me what your name is.
My name is Slade Jackson.
Slade Jackson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support. You have